Toby Keith there, a little too late on the Pig, 103.9 MyPigRadio.com. The Morning Show, John, Anna, and Friends, brought to you by Millway Credit Union. They're stronger, smarter, sensible. Alan Brown and the crew will take care of you. They are your local financial institution of choice. And our friend, our guest from the community today is James from Kiwanis Club.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for having me on.
It is fantastic to have you in here. And, of course, James has been here
fourth time.
I thought you'd been three times before, and now the fourth time. The fourth time will be the charm, because he has some overly exciting news that we are thrilled about, that he's going to let us know that something big is going to happen soon. Take it away, James.
So for the last three times I've been here, I've promised you we're going to have Pancake Day. No matter what it took, we were going to find a way. Well, guess what? May 15th, between 7 a.m. and 2 p.m., Pancake Day is on.
Woo-hoo!
Texarkana College.
Fantastic.
All you can eat. We're back. We have taken the precautions to make sure it's going to be safe, but we're ready to party. It's time to put life back not to normal, but at least get back to living.
Yeah. Right.
And we're going to put this on.
Well, if we're having the Pancake Day, we're living pretty good.
Yes.
We're going to have all-you-can-eat pancakes, sausage, bacon, juice, milk, eggs.
He said bacon.
I know. I mean, bacon. And that's the thing. Yeah. I have to have my bacon.
I do, too.
I wrap my pancake, put my bacon in the middle of pancakes, some sausage if I'm living really wild.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah, it's a good day.
So all the things that go along with the pancakes, like I said, the sausage, bacon, eggs, juice, whatever, all you can eat. The scouts are going to be there to wait on you. All you have to do is say, please get me some more bacon and pancakes, and they'll do it.
It's like a blackjack game. You just sit there and tap the table. They look at you, you know, and they'll know the signal. And so you don't even have to speak. I mean, just tap and go. And
keep shoveling and tap.
That's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
I mean, this is personally why I've gained about 40 of my pounds. I'm not afraid.
And it's going to be going on, as usual, at the Texarkana College Truman Arnold Center.
Absolutely.
Now, You did want to point out the fact that somebody was ready to step up if the college was saying they couldn't do it, but they did end up being able to do it.
I've got to say, this community, I haven't seen anything like this community before. I mean, these folks are great. Texarkana, the convention center on the Texas side, mm-hmm. Barbara Walker over there, Hilton Garden Inn, stepped up and said, look, we know how important this is. If TC can't do it, we'll host it.
So they were ready to go.
Yes.
And when I say they were going to host it, they were ready to go. They had staff. They had a plan. They were ready to go to take us in. And for that, we'll be forever thankful.
Yeah. Yes.
But fortunately, since it's always at the college, that's your home.
It is our home. Well, that's where we store a lot of our equipment. That's where we have a lot of our activity. We love the college because we've been a part of that for this many years.
Right.
Fortunately, they were able to say, yeah, we're going to be able to. So it is going to be at the normal location.
We are at TC.
Yeah.
We're making it, like I said, we're playing it smart. Mm-hmm. We're going to have disposable placemats. And as soon as anyone gets up, that placemat's gone. We're not recycling. We're going to clean the tables.
Right.
We're eliminating the pinch points.
Right.
As much as we love the bake sale and the raffle, we're taking that away. We're not going to do it this year because we want to make sure there's a smooth flow.
Right.
And so we want everyone that comes out to feel safe.
I think we will.
We're going to do everything in our power to make you feel safe, because if I'm going to be there and my wife's going to be there, I want everybody else to feel safe too. I wouldn't do anything that I didn't feel safe doing.
Yeah. And so with it spread out like that, the pinch point's gone, you're going to try to do the ticketing where it's ahead of time?
We're going to say 100% buy your ticket ahead of time.
Uh-huh. Right.
$5 in advance. $5 for all you can eat. You can't even go to McDonald's right now
and get
a couple sausage biscuits for that.
$5 for all you can eat.
Go to our Kiwanis page, our Facebook page. That's where I'm going to put all the information on there. I'm the nerd that posts all these animal pictures tying in together and making fun of vegans and things such as that. I apologize to the vegans.
We're going to have a good day on that day. Sorry, vegans.
Go to the Facebook page, and I'm going to keep everybody updated on where and how you can get tickets.
Perfect.
All right. That sounds so good.
Yum.
And we'll talk more. We'll talk more about this, and we'll talk about the Kiwanis Club. And if you don't know all the things they do, James can tell you in a heartbeat. And we'll be talking about that as we continue on this Monday morning on the Pig. It's the Morning Show, John, Anna, and Friends. 24 hours a day, the best in most countries right here on the Pig, 103.9, mypigradio.com. And if your nonprofit has an event coming up you need publicized, that's what we do. So get the info into us one way or another. And we'll put it on the radio, 103.9, and we'll put it on our website, mypigradio.com. Anna keeps up a great events page there. And if she hasn't done it already, she'll be adding May 15th event. For
I was adding that as we started.
The Kiwanis Club Annual Pancake Day. But anyway, if you have an event coming up, please get that info to us. And we do have the events page. And then, of course, if you'd like to be a friend, a guest from the community that we have most every weekday morning in the 8 o'clock hour, just like we have James from the Kiwanis Club today, all you have to do is get a hold of Anna and get the conversation started. And how do you do that, Anna?
Anna at AMI. Texarkana.com. Just about said my personal email account.
Say it again, Anna.
Way to go.
Anna@ami-texarkana.com.
All right, do that, and we'll get the conversation started. And we'd love to have you in here because we love to meet new people, and we love to help out nonprofits. That is our mission. Here's KT Oslin and Do Ya on the Pig. The best of most country at 103.9 MyPigRadio.com, and it is the morning show, John, Anna, and friends. This would be news time, but we've already had the news a couple of times this morning, so we're going to have the news sponsor our friend, our guest from the community. Oak Creek Furniture is the sponsor.
American-made.
Quality furniture that you can buy right here in your own backyard. Bowie County is where it's at. And get some Oak Creek Furniture today. You'll be happy that you did. And our guest, our friend from the community today, is James from the Kiwanis Club. We've been talking about the fact that the Annual Pancake Day, All You Can Eat Pancake Day, is going on at Texas County College Truman Arnold Center in a safe fashion on May the 15th, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., right?
Absolutely. We're going to be there. We're here to serve the community because the community serves its own. We're going to take every penny raised. We're going to turn it around to the community. We're going to turn it around to places like, you know, the ranch, the children's ranch. We're going to turn it around to CASA. We're going to turn it around to Hospice of Texarkana for their kids program. We're going to turn it around for the kids camp for kids with diabetes. We're going to turn every penny that comes into us back to the community who needs it.
Fantastic. As James has pointed out, when he comes in here, the Kiwanis Club does so many different things for the community. A lot of times, especially, it's bent towards the kids, but they do a lot for the community that you don't even know about, and they do it, and they've been doing it for years and years and years. James, if somebody out there wants to be a sponsor or donate to the Kiwanis Club, or maybe they want to become a member, how do they go about doing these things?
We would absolutely love anyone in the community to come join us. We meet every Wednesday at noon at the Texarkana Convention Center on the Texas side, or via Zoom. We've made it to where if you don't feel comfortable in person, that you can Zoom in with us. I'm actually the one that does most of the Facebook posting, so I post the link every time. You know, go to our Facebook page. You know, in today's environment, I hate to say it, but Facebook may be the easiest way to communicate.
We've got
an email address there. We've got the message button. You're gonna message. When you message, you're gonna get me, and I promise I'll respond. I'm not gonna respond in a coherent manner sometimes, but I promise to at least respond.
Well, we don't either.
What we're gonna do, like I said,
we
focus on our core mission's children, making children's lives better. But we also, like you said, focus on the elderly, building ramps for those that can't get in and out of their house. The Texas Ramp Project is huge, and the need is great. You know, so many elderly and disabled are stuck in their house, can't get out. Well, guess what? Kiwanis partnered with the Texas Ramp Project. We go out with a crew. Ledwell comes in and does the engineering, and then we actually build the ramp and install it. All in one Saturday. We also support people that can't help themselves, those with disabilities, both intellectual and physical disabilities. Texarkana Resources for the Disabled is a true partner with us. We actually have two what we call action clubs that the members, the people that are living in Haven Home with disabilities, they actually have their own version of a Kiwanis Club. They have elected officials.
I like it.
And let me tell you something. They came out to speak to us a couple of weeks ago, and it brought chills, telling the stories, telling how they do. It's an amazing experience. So we love, at Kiwanis, we love to take care of the children, the elderly, those with disabilities, and those that need us in the community.
Yeah, my goodness.
Come join us. Like I said, every Wednesday at noon at the Convention Center, Texas side, you can just tell them you're my guest. Or if you don't feel comfortable coming in, join us via Zoom. I'm the guy that sets up that, too, so I'll see a guest name and be like, hey, there's a guest.
We have a guest.
We have a guest today. Sounds good. Well, stick around, James, because you and Anna are going to play a game.
Oh, good.
And then we'll go back over the details one more time of the Kiwanis Annual Pancake Day, which is going to happen.
Yeah. May 15th at the Truman Arnold Center.
It's happening, and we're so happy about that. More of the best in most countries coming up on The Pig. Stay with us. That's Keith Urban tonight. I want to cry, Anna.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you not get pancakes?
Well, if he'd come in and said we weren't having it, then I would have cried.
But
James says we're going to have the pancake. So I don't need to cry.
Right.
How about that? All right. Before we talk about the pancake day one more time, we're going to play a game, and I want y'all to play along out there in Radio Land. And today it's yes or BS, but it's specifically yes or BS. It's William Shatner's 90th birthday, Captain Kirk.
Yes.
I mean, the idol.
Yes.
I mean, he is the man.
Yeah.
Yes.
He is the man as far as I'm concerned, as far as TV is concerned. But yes, Captain Kirk or William Shatner, yes or BS.
Don't shortchange him. He was also a very good singer. And you know,
this is true. Yeah. This is true.
And don't shortchange the man.
And he was also T.J. Hooker.
Yes.
And he also did those Priceline commercials for years.
Boston Legal.
Yeah, thank you.
He had a revival during Boston Legal.
That's true. So here we go.
All right.
Yes or BS. Now, James, I know that you're a little more Star Trek-y than she is.
No,
so
you answer first.
No, I'm just saying, don't. Just give it a second.
Give
it a second.
I'm sorry. I tend to say things fast.
All right, here we go. This is yes or BS. You make your mind up if it's true or if it's made up stuff. On the original Star Trek, Captain Kirk's middle name was Tiberius. Is that yes or BS? That is James. I will tell you this. It's James T. Kirk, but is it Tiberius?
And I'm going to have to admit, this is where my knowledge is more towards the newer Star Trek.
Oh, okay.
I knew James T., but I don't even know the T. I would say probably true.
I'm going to go with yes.
And it is James Tiberius Kirk, James T. Kirk. How about that? And there's controversy on that. I didn't know this. An early episode showed a gravestone, and I know which episode it was, by the way.
Right.
That's how much I know about this show. But I didn't catch this.
Geeking it out.
The early episode with the gravestone with his name on it said James R. Kirk. It was a mistake.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was James T. Kirk Tiberius. Okay, here we go. Number two, he actually grew up speaking French. Is that yes or BS?
That's yes.
I'm going to say yeah.
It is right because he's Canadian, actually Canadian and grew up in Montreal.
Montreal.
And we don't hold that against him. See, we are an open people here.
We don't hold that against him. No, we do not. So his friends spoke French and his parents were also fluent. They spoke English at home, though, but he did know how to speak French. Number three. He's a billionaire because he still owns Priceline stock when he agreed to be their pitch man back in the 90s.
I'm going to say no, he's not.
I am as well.
Well, unfortunately, he probably could have been a billionaire, but he sold his stock in 2002 after the dot-com bubble burst.
Right.
It was worth $1 a share then. Now it's worth over $2,000 a share.
Oh, wow.
But don't worry. His estimated net worth is around $100 million.
Oh, he's tough doing life. Fine.
I mean,
he's
I feel so
fine.
Sorry for him.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean,
but he did go through a tough time, by the way. After the Star Trek series was canceled and before they revived it, he was having a hard time getting jobs because they typecast him.
Right.
So he did go through a period there where he was like living in his Winnebago or whatever.
Too much fun.
But then he all came back.
T.J. Hooker's just not right, though.
That's not right.
I mean, he just, no.
Nope.
That's not.
Number four, one of his kidney stones sold for $25,000 in 2006.
I'm going to say yes, just because
just
people are.
Silly, yeah.
I
mean,
it is true. The gambling website GoldenPalace.com bought it. The money went to charity.
Oh, how cool.
That is awesome.
And number five, he did an entire album of spoken word songs in the 1960s.
I'm saying true on that one. I am 100% saying true.
That is absolutely true. You probably heard his version of Rocket Man by Elton John, but 10 years before that, he put out an album called The Transform Man with spoken word versions of Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, one of those Beatles songs.
It was so bad. I've actually listened to it. It was so bad. It was terrible.
Don't go listen?
No.
Okay.
And Mr. Tambourine Man. So there you go. Y'all did quite well on William Shatner.
Way
yes,
to go.
Yes.
We're pretty
Once
good.
Again, happy birthday to him. His 90th birthday to Captain Kirk. But once again, give us the details on when, where, and all that for the pancake day.
For the 63rd year in a row, mm-hmm. Kiwanis will be throwing and sponsoring the Pancake Day held at the T.C. Truman Arnold Center.
Yeah.
Tickets are $5 in advance, $7 at the door. Go to the Kiwanis Club of Texarkana's Facebook page for all the updates on where and when you can get tickets. All you can eat pancakes, bacon, sausage, eggs, juice, milk.
Yum.
All the goodies that you all love to eat, stuff. As much as you want to eat.
In
the
a scouts safe will
be
fashion.
There. Well, yeah, the scouts will be there. In a safe fashion, they're going to throw away what
disposable.
You would call placemats.
Yep.
And the scouts are going to be there to get more food for you when you want it. It's all you can eat, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. at their normal location, the Truman Arnold Center at Texarkana College on Saturday, May the 15th.
Come join us.
Yes,
oh,
please.
We're looking so forward to it, James. Thank you for coming in and telling us this good news. And thank you to the Kiwanis Club for all they do to help out, especially kids, but, you know, the elderly as well in our area. And good luck on having a big Kiwanis Pancake Day. It's going to go on, and it's going to go on pretty much as usual. So there you go.
Big time.
Good news.
Good news from James. And we'll continue with the best of most country coming up on The Pig.